WDBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and former Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey was sentenced to 11 years in prison today for bribery and corruption. Menendez was convicted of acting as a foreign agent to aid Egypt while he served as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez made a tearful statement inside court, but afterwards was defiant after the hearing, vowing to appeal.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
The Senate confirmed Lee Zeldin to head the EPA. The former GOP congressman from New York supports President Trump's proposed rollbacks on environmental regulations. The White House Office of Management and Budget is rescinding the sweeping directive by President Trump to pause federal funding. That according to an OMB memo obtained by ABC News. And the Federal Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged for now after its latest policy meeting. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Residents and visitors to Menominee Park in Oshkosh got good news last night when the Common Council voted to fund repairs for the amusement train to the tune of $50,000. Councilmember Jacob Flom.
This is your council listening to you. We made a decision. You guys didn't like it. We're going to go ahead and correct that and make sure that we can get on the right track here. No pun intended.
Earlier this month, the city announced that the train and other activities at the park would not open in 2025 due to budget restraints. Community members criticized that decision, and a GoFundMe was created to help pay for repairs. The city funds will come from interest payments received on ARPA grants. A permanent funding solution will be voted on in a future meeting. A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal payments, but as Savannah Tomei Olson reports, funding for the universities of Wisconsin could be in danger.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. For now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
A Packers coach interviews with the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli has an interview for the defensive coordinator job of the Jacksonville Jaguars under new head coach Liam Cohen. Former Packers cornerback Al Harris hired by the Chicago Bears as a defensive backs coach. Harris has been an assistant for Andy Reid in Kansas City and the Dallas Cowboys under Mike McCarthy. College basketball, the Badgers on the road tonight in Maryland. Greg Gard on why the Badgers have now moved up to 17th in the rankings.
It's part system, it's part players. You know, we got really good players that buy into it, love playing in it.
Marquette with a 78-69 win over Butler. NBA, the Bucks losing 125-117 to the Trailblazers in Portland.
I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Just a little cooler today with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s with bright and beautiful skies. Winds are a touch feisty, but they will calm down tonight as lows fall to the low 20s. All ahead of a major warm-up feeling like spring tomorrow, probably breaking record highs as we reach 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 35.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as things get cheesy for what's worse, blue cheese or American cheese. The controversy continues, you weigh in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy days to us all. You can be a big part. Join me on the lines or on the text at 855-752-4842. Just PS off for a couple of days. Got Sam jumping in today. Thank you, Sam. We got Aaron joining me on Thursday and Friday as well. So it's going to be a fun week, and look forward to getting just back here on Monday. Folks, you can be a part, 855-752-4842. Lots to get to this hour as well. As mentioned, there's some breaking news out of Wisconsin. What do they say? What do I say? They, you know, some people say, that'd be me. Wisconsin's known for like a couple of things. Call it three things. We're known for our fantastic sports teams, right? We're known, unfortunately, for some serial killers. And we're also known for terrible governance. Not so much under this administration, other than the Evers administration, but, you know, a little hangover legacy from Walker. And, of course, now we have the federal government being run by toddlers like Donald Trump. So let's get to this news as it pertains to Milwaukee. I want to thank my family lighting me up on this one. My texts started going off with a screenshot of like a Facebook post from Occupy Democrats. Is this true? And I'm like, hell, I don't know. You know, last thing I look at is screenshots to think, yes, that's true. I mean, like if someone told you that, you know, the Trump administration is going to spend $50 million to send condoms to Gaza, you know, you might think that was true. But I look for additional sources, unlike Caroline Leavitt, who only, I guess there's two sources, Doge and OMB, both, you know, influenced by Donald Trump. But I digress. The story from the Daily Beast. A toddler, his mother, and his grandmother, all American citizens, were detained and taken to an immigration detention center by U.S. officials in Milwaukee after they were overheard speaking Spanish, according to a report by Telemundo Puerto Rico. Yes, that's a pregnant pause. I'm letting you digest that for a minute. Let's think about this. You know what? Let's read it again. A toddler, his mother, and his grandmother, all American citizens, detained and taken to an immigration detention center by U.S. officials in Milwaukee after they were overheard speaking Spanish. See? Wow. On Monday, today's Wednesday, Daily Beast is reporting this as we speak. Speaking to the host, a member of the family said they were taken into custody while shopping at a department store and were denied the chance to speak to officers until they arrived at the detention center. Wait, what? So you go to the department store and you're speaking Spanish, and you know, I live in Milwaukee. You hear all sorts of languages around here, Spanish among them. You know, and I don't get people. I love to travel. Actually, I love to go with my wife as she plans trips and drags me around the world. I love that. Thank you, baby. And one of the things that I really like, and you know, even going to bigger cities in this country, is just the many languages and cultures that you see and hear. It's just it's awesome. It's great to be exposed and to understand and appreciate that maybe we're not all just like me, I know it's hard to believe. Me and we were, it'd be a lot better, Sam. That's what I'm saying. But so these folks in Milwaukee, in my town that I live in, that I love so dearly, were speaking Spanish at a department store. And that was probable cause to bring them to an immigration detention center to deny them to speak to any officers until they arrived at the detention center. My sister, speaking in English, explained that not only are they American citizens, they're from Puerto Rico. They were born in Puerto Rico. The family member who said, after the mother produced identification documents, including birth certificates, the family member said the officials became apologetic. "I'm so sorry," one told them. The family then had to call and pay for a ride back from the facility, their relative said. Pay for the ride back! Did they bring... Puerto Ricans have been detained by mistake for simply speaking Spanish, the person said, the host of the show. Now, see, Daryl Morin, the national president of the Hispanic advocacy group Forward Latino, said Monday that his group had confirmed three cases of immigration and customs enforcement activity in Wisconsin. It was not clear which agency detained the family in Milwaukee. ICE's current operations have received support from federal agencies, including the U.S. Marshals, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the FBI. ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Show us your papers. Oh, my God, you're speaking Spanish. What? That's it? That's what you got. They were speaking Spanish, so they must be dirty, rotten criminals. They must be deported because we're only deporting the criminals. I mean, obviously, this is extremely problematic and makes me very angry, and you should all be very angry as well. I mean, that and MAGA and Republicans, what do you say about this? This is just to be expected. Ah, collateral damage. Speaking Spanish. Speaking Spanish is not a crime, man. It doesn't indicate anything. Hell, someone speaking Spanish could be an American citizen born in Puerto Rico. What do you do then? Oh, you lock them up and then you make them hoof it home or pay for their own ride, man. You can't even give them a ride back in the paddy wagon. You can't even drop them off where you picked them up. Can't even do that. I think there's going to be another lawsuit filed here pretty soon. And I guess this kind of also throws another topic out there as well. Remember the Colombian deportees? This was out yesterday from the Washington Post. Remember the whole big kerfuffle? Trump threatened to punish Colombia with tariffs, travel ban, other sanctions, and compel it to accept deportation flights carrying, quote, illegal criminals. But Colombian officials said there were no criminals among the two plane loads of migrants the U.S. government sent over Tuesday. Wait, what? Among the more than 200 deportees were two pregnant women and more than 20 children, Colombian officials said after the flights landed. They're not criminals. Being a migrant is not a crime. And actually, it's a civil offense, technically, Donald Trump and MAGA, but I digress. What did Trump say? These are murderers. These are people who have been as bad as you can get, as bad as anybody you've seen. We're taking them out first. Or not. No. Because these folks that they took over, apparently, had just come over the border. They illegally broke our nation's laws, and therefore they are criminals as far as this administration goes, said Caroline Leavitt. You know, the one that would never, ever lie to you. Yeah, so there you go. We have citizens in Milwaukee getting rounded up, being treated poorly, can't talk to the authorities until you get to a detention center, forced to provide proof of what? Citizenship? How about you provide some sort of proof that they're not? You know, where's the probable cause here? This is kind of backwards. Show us your papers. You know, we kind of got over that. Remember, we just celebrated the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Remember that? That was just a couple days ago. What did they do? What was a bit one of the big things there? Oh, you got to have your papers. Papers and orders. I mean, all the movies that we saw growing up. Remember that? That's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing. We just did that here in Milwaukee at a department store for the crime of speaking Spanish. And all this talk of getting these people out of here. Trump, they're criminal. No, they're not. And we've been deporting people all the time. And Donald Trump, you know, he was beaten in the deportation race by Obama. That must really bother him. But here in the state of Wisconsin, that's what we get. So, you got a problem with that? Tell me about it. 855-752-4842. Tom from LA, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dominic. First off, I am a proud FDR Democrat. And
yes.
For anyone that doesn't know history, please go watch Franklin Delano Roosevelt's different messages that and fireside chats that he did to the American people back then. Also, Trump and Republicans are complete job killers. I'll tell you what, I'm almost interested to see what the jobs report's going to be with all these people right. that he's actually firing. Because I'm guessing that the jobs, you're going to see all of a sudden this graph where everything's going to start going down. And Republicans are the party of assault and battery, as a good friend coined it.
yeah.
And I hope that he continues to coin it that all the time. They are not the party of law and order. They are the party of assault and battery. And the thing I want to know, and I wish everyone would start asking the people in the legislative branch, is maybe they should just get a pink slip. And maybe they should just be, you know, fired since they're not going to do their job for we the people. And they're just going to let Donald Trump be, you know, a branch of government unto himself.
Well, I mean, and you're right, Tom. I mean, they have totally dismissed the fact they are of a co-equal branch of government and to acquiesce to their dear leader. And that's not... Some would say they got a mandate. I don't think so. Less than 50% of the vote, Tom, does not, to me, mean a mandate. And, yes, we will continue, Tom, and I hope you do as well. And thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. As always, brother, stay safe out there. The Republican Party is now the party of assault and battery. No longer law and order. And I'll throw the ABCs. You know, I'll throw that one out there for just assault, battery, and corruption. 855-752-4842. We only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Callers, I want to... I want to give you enough time to speak and perhaps for me to retort and join along in the conversation. You can do so as well, folks. 855-75-CIVIC. My pal Harvey K, our favorite Delano New Deal Democrat, joins me usually on Mondays. He's a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's a huge FDR fan, of course, as you know. He's also a big Tom Paine fan. And he tagged me out today. Today is Thomas Paine's birthday. Do you believe it? Today's Thomas Paine. Remember Thomas Paine? Do ya? Born in 1737, my notes say. As Harvey says, the radical patriot whose writings turned our colonial rebellion into a revolutionary war for independence and the making of a democratic republic. Happy birthday to Thomas Paine. And thank you, of course, to our pal Harvey for bringing it up. Harvey wrote a book on it. Harvey's a smart guy. He joins me every Monday. We can make it work, and he'll be here again next Monday. Folks, you can be up next with me, 855-752-4842. Really, really want to get the reaction, especially folks here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. What are your thoughts? A toddler, a mother, and the grandmother rounded up from a department store for speaking Spanish. That's the only probable cause. I thought they were deporting the murderers, and those are the ones on the list. You know, we're going to be a very, very impressive vetting system. Yeah, right. Come up with us, 855-75-CIVIC. Your calls are next.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civic. Going to get back to the lines, taking your calls. The topic of the moment, the Daily Beast reporting. A toddler, his mother, and his grandmother, all American citizens, arrested at a Milwaukee department store for speaking Spanish. Taken to a detention center without a chance to speak to officers prior to. Determined that because they apparently had some documentation, and they got the documentation showing, proving that they were American citizens, the family members said that the official became apologetic. I'm so sorry. So sorry. Sorry this happened to you. Maybe if you wouldn't speak Spanish in Milwaukee, this wouldn't happen. Disgusting. 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to it. Angie from Monroe, you are next. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
Hey, can you imagine taking a vacation to America right now from another country? I wonder what our tourism has done. Just curious, you know? I mean, nobody's really talking about or how low our tourism has gone down. I haven't seen any money on that because it's got to be low. I mean, who would come here? What country are you going to come from? Because yeah, we're prejudiced against everybody right now.
That's a great point. You're going to come here and visit, you know, go to the city and, you know, you come from from South America or somewhere and you speak a different language. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, what? ICE overhears you and they're going to just throw you in the back of the paddy wagon? Obviously, there's more to the story. Maybe. Daily Beast doesn't have a whole lot more. I imagine there will be, hopefully, some lawsuits. Because I don't think, Angie, it's okay for American citizens to be detained on the simple fact that they're speaking Spanish.
Yes. Yep. And I feel so bad for the poor children that are in elementary schools right now and wondering if they're coming home to a mother or father every day.
Or if they themselves will be at school and get hauled out of school. I mean, school's tough enough as it is, Angie. Thank you for the call. You know, I wasn't a great student. And there's lots of socials. And now with the days with the tech and the social medias and all that, man, it's even tougher. Now throw on top of that, I don't know, people ratting you out saying, oh, my God, is he a citizen? I don't know. We should call the cops. Oh, my God. You hear that? They're speaking Spanish at the department store. We should call the cops. Or was it just the crack ICE agents that heard the Spanish and determined for themselves that there was probable cause? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. David from California, you will be next. Thank you, David. What do you got for us?
Oh, thanks, Dom. Yeah, I was, I'm really kicking myself for not learning Esperanto in an early part of my age. You know, I would have to cause them to learn Esperanto, too, just to actually communicate with me. And I'd be, what was it, three hots and a cot. I could make them spend money on me.
There you go.
What I'm interested in right now, I don't know if you're old enough to remember what was called the derivative scandal, but this was in the late 1980s, after the savings and loans crooks didn't get prosecuted. A lot of people don't realize it, but Ronald Reagan and George Bush the first were not tough on corporate crime. And when the savings and loans crooks stole 15 million houses from people all across the country and evicted them and created the housing, the homeless problem that we have still today. And they also helped cause the crack epidemic, thanks to Oliver North. Those guys didn't get prosecuted. And when they were out of a job, when the savings and loans finally collapsed, they found their way into agencies, usually of Republican red districts. And specifically, I'm thinking of Orange County, California, where it's considered the Bible Belt of Republicans. They looted it. And what they did with the derivatives scandal was they took the treasuries of different agencies that they were responsible for. And I'm thinking specifically of the school district down there. The scoundrel that was at the top would lend out the treasury of the school district to a Japanese bank. And since Japan is right now, Japan is tomorrow already. Well, they would lend that money for less than 24 hours. And so it would leave in and be back the same day, even though the earth spun a number of hours. And so they basically were able to pretend that the money never left. And then they were supposed to collect interest on the money that they lent. Well, the Japanese bank that they were lending it to was an organized crime bank, Yakuza. And so Orange County got looted by the savings and loans crooks in what was called the derivative scandal. And it wasn't just the school district. It was like the sewer boards and library boards and all these different agencies in the county and all across the nation. Orange County is one of the prime examples because it is, you know, they loyally picked up these scoundrels from the savings and loans, and then they put these parasites in their midst, and the agencies got looted.
Do we have lessons to learn from that today, David?
Yeah. So Donald Trump has fired at least 17 inspectors general of 17 different agencies of America, and I'm betting that that's what they're up to. They're going to play the derivative scandal all over again. And with no inspectors general this time, it's not just going to be counties of America. It's going to be the federal government of America. So the way we escaped Ronald Reagan and George Bush in the old days was to come up with our own money. And when you were talking about Thomas Paine's birthday, when Washington was freezing at Valley Forge, it was because there was counterfeit money afoot. The Continental Dollar, the patriotic money of 1776, had been counterfeited by the British. And once George Washington beat the crap out of the Hessians, the printing presses got, Ben Franklin and the other printers of the day came up with a new American money, the new American tenor. And they beat the British again with patriotic money instead.
I don't, yeah, we got patriotic money. Is that going to be the Trump coin, man? Hey, David, thanks for the history lesson. Appreciate you playing with us. Come up with us, 855-752-4842.
I get two, maybe even three of these coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at Civic.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 60-year-old Green Bay man was killed in a stabbing incident Tuesday on Green Bay's west side. Green Bay police are investigating the stabbing that happened just before 9 p.m. on Capitol Drive. The victim was found unresponsive inside the residence. Police say the investigation's in its preliminary stages. They're interviewing witnesses and searching for a suspect. The victim's name is being withheld at this time. Did you know the salt you use to keep your driveway and your sidewalks clear could be hurting your pets? It's Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Increased salt and chloride levels have significant impacts on our daily lives, including environmental and economic effects. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure every year, causing corrosion of bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. And in Wisconsin, 39% of the community wells exceed the Wisconsin Department of Health Service's recommended sodium levels for individuals on a low-salt diet. And this has been the case since 2004. This means individuals managing diseases by limiting salt intake may take in more salt than they may be accounting for.
138 parakeets are now looking for new homes following a recent exotic pet surrender event in Neenah. JNR Aquatic Animal Rescue will give the birds medical evaluations and prepare them for adoption. The anonymous woman who surrendered the birds said she became overwhelmed when they kept breeding. JRAAR also took in a few turtles and rats at the event. John Moyles with the rescue said the birds will be ready for adopters in the next couple of weeks. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Fully Odue was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at...
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny. The heat kicks in with highs into the low 50s. And mostly sunny into Friday, highs in the mid-30s. Some snow possible this weekend. Currently 35 degrees.
Mino and the mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor.
Not sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
Excellent.
Doing?
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do.
Mino and the mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
What do you know about Black History Month? Stories past and present on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Also a Green Bay woman's unique way of sharing history with the kids.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
And welcome
Welcome back to the Dom Selby Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, the animal I have become. Get kind of mad about this thing in Milwaukee. To our last caller's point, the inspectors general that were let go by Donald Trump a couple of days ago in violation of the, you know, light agreement, you know, called legislation that was passed not so long ago, meaning that Donald Trump has to give proper notice, 30 days, an explanation, whatever. But, you know, rules don't apply to Trump. Just ask Trump. The agencies that lost some of these inspectors general, according to the New York Times, include Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Labor, State, Transportation, Treasury, and Veterans Affairs. So now they're going to get in some inspectors general that will what? Do Donald Trump's bidding? Who are the whistleblowers going to go to? You know what I mean? Like, if the guy that's been there forever just got canned by this administration and they put in, you know, Jared Kushner, you're going to go to Jared and say, hey, man, I think I saw Donald Trump back the truck up to the vault and haul a bunch of stuff out. You want to check that out? You think that's going to happen? Not that there's any money in the Departments of Agriculture, Commerce, Defense, Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Interior, Labor, State, Transportation, Treasury, or Veterans Affairs. Treasury. There's a little money there. Treasury. 855-752-4842. Before I digress into other topics, let's get some callers in. Tom from Madison, you're next. Welcome, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, happy Tom Paine's birthday for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a great song called Tom Paine's Bones. Definitely give it a Google. I'll do that. You know, the woman that does the under the desk news on TikTok and other places on the internet had a great suggestion. She said, if you have a child that looks like it might be seen as quote unquote foreign, make sure, or even if you don't, any kid, make sure the school, the teacher, and there's a copy of their birth certificate in their backpack. And if they have a passport, make sure they have a copy of that with them at all times. And make sure the school is aware of the same thing, because
I get it. Yes, as a proper precaution to save time and energy and all that. But I'm kind of like on the other side of that, man. Where's my probable cause? Go pound sand. You know what I'm saying, Tom? When do we as Americans got to start walking around with our citizenship paperwork, man? That's not a world I want to live in at all, ever. I've seen that movie, Tom. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I know the movie well. I think the adults should definitely make it as hard for them as possible and be right in their face about it. But
yes.
Kids, you know, it's kind of like African-American families having the talk with the boys. It's the same kind of thing. And the probable cause under a Trump administration? Really?
Tom, appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for bringing it up. And as a practical matter, I mean, I get that. Yes. It's going to be traumatic for kids. I mean, I'm sure it was traumatic for this toddler and his mother and his grandmother to get picked up by ICE for the temerity of speaking Spanish. You know, their language, they're from Puerto Rico, they're citizens of this country. If they had the paperwork with them, would that have mattered? Maybe. I don't know. The reporting is a little light on the actual specific, you know, minute by minute how this thing went down. Eventually, the authorities saw the paperwork and saw that they were. But, you know, man, I'd have to dig up my birth certificate. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know, middle-aged white guy, old white guy. Old middle-aged, is that a thing? Middle-aged white guy. Man, I tried to sell my white male privilege last night. No one was buying. But what I would use that for is to stick it to these folks, man. You can't come into communities and just start willy-nilly nabbing people and saying, hey, you look like you might be a foreigner. What does that mean, man? I want to like immerse myself in the culture and just see if they can get me arrested. That's ridiculous. You have absolutely no reason to do so. And that's the whole problem with this effort being led by a guy like Donald Trump and his border czar. You're sweeping up people that have nothing to do with it. And you want to do that? I mean, certainly that's not okay. And there should definitely be a cost to it, a real dollar amount. And unfortunately, given the way the laws work these days, that cost doesn't come out of the ICE agents' pockets. You know what I mean? Doesn't come out of Trump's
pockets. That could, you know, and any lawsuit that is resolved, settled, whatever, any payout, well, that's taxpayer dollars. And it's easy for these folks to do with other people's money, but there should be consequence. And my reaction, although I get it, makes sense, is not to start walking around with paperwork if you're a citizen of this country. You have no obligation to do so. You push back, you fight back. I'm not saying you physically fight. Maybe you resist a little bit. I don't know what the resistance looks like. The Dems sure kind of figured out after coalescing around this most recent unconstitutional memo from the other night. Looks like they kind of getting their ducks in a row, getting their sea legs back. That's good to see. But resist all the time, man. There's absolutely no way, in any way, shape, or form, that I would want to think or want to encourage people to start walking around with your papers. Give me your papers. What are you talking about? No. Go pound sand. Here's my middle finger. Call my lawyer. Oh, you got a problem with that? Well, now we're going to court. These are touchy situations. But there should absolutely be consequence to ICE agents picking up an American citizen toddler, an American citizen mother, and an American citizen grandmother. Because why? Oh, they're speaking Spanish. Sí. ¿Cómo se llama usted? I don't know a lot of Spanish. I should get better at that so I can go cause some trouble. 855-75-CIVIC. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
I think in the day's activities, you really hit it, Dominic. This is the story, and it's absolutely shattering. I'm just imagining grandma, mom, and the toddler at the department store being picked up. And number one, you got a toddler. You know what that's like. You've had two kids. The toddler mm-hmm. is screaming soon, being hauled off and, you know, maybe tired, doesn't know what's going on. Grandma may not know, be real clear about what's going on. I mean, I would be incensed. Do we think that part of the reason why this happened is that that the people that were working for ICE do not understand that Puerto Rico is part of America? I mean, they said they showed their IDs. Do they think, well, that doesn't really count? And what do they think, that grandma is packing heat and, you know, may have been, you know, holding people up at banks and we got to haul her out of the country? We are going toward a situation where if you're brown or you're speaking Spanish, you could be picked up. Okay, that's where we're going, if you're brown or you're speaking Spanish. And the thing that's so stupid about that is there's a higher number of undocumented immigrants who are people who are very white in color. For example, the Irish person who comes to the United States and stays over a student visa, not unlike what Elon Musk did. And I don't know if it's true or not, but people were suggesting that that the lines to ICE were getting all clogged up because they wanted to have tips about illegal aliens and people were calling up to recommend they take Elon Musk. I mean, there are plenty of people in this country who are illegal, and it's just they aren't all brown and they don't all speak Spanish. And if that's mm-hmm. the situation, I mean, walk over to the Telemundo, channel and start, taking the directors and the producers and the on-air talent away because they speak Spanish? It's ludicrous. And there is a real problem here. And if I think part of it is that these ICE agents are being pressured by the White House to get more people in chains. They want to have more drama, more theatrics. And so I think that's part of what the pressure is coming up. But boy, not unlike the condom situation, it only makes them look stupid, absolutely stupid, as they haul grandma away, who is an American citizen. So thanks very much, Don. This really deserves attention. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, Joe, and for your input as always. I I feel like I would freak out. I was, I can't even, there's no comparison. My arrest for hanging around the Capitol and reporting other people's that were singing protests. That's nothing like this. And as much as I'd like to think, in that situation years ago when I remained calm and did not put up a stink, eventually settled with the state for an unconstitutional arrest. And it cost the state, cost the taxpayers, all you folks, that was during the Walker administration, cost all you folks $75,000. I wonder if A.G. Schimmel, the guy running for Wisconsin Supreme Court, was the A.G. at the time. I think he was. So that was under A.G. Schimmel's administration, I guess, of the DOJ. you know, resist, embed, use our white privilege to go into these communities and see if we can get ourselves raked up, because this is absolutely unacceptable, uncalled for. If all of a sudden you have a federal government that can just go around and start picking up people for whatever, for zero reason, for no reason, because speaking Spanish is not a reason, that is not probable cause, and there's nothing to be done. Now, certainly there's something to be done. It has to, unfortunately, looks like you're gonna have to go through courts and all those kinds of things. And would the individuals involved in this, in these detaining situations, are they gonna be personally liable? Well, unfortunately, no, that's not the case. But this is outrageous, and it happened right here in my hometown of Milwaukee. What are we gonna do about this, Milwaukee? What do you do? I'm mad. 855-752-4842. Jeannie from Eau Claire. I'm always happy when you call, though. Jeannie, welcome. What do you got?
Well, I just love you guys, and thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. This is despicable and vile and anything that I, most horrifying words, but I won't cuss on the air. But, you know, it's thank like you. A DJD infection in our whole country. I mean, we had it in Wisconsin. Finally, we got rid of Walker. And then we get DJT, and then, you know, we get the Green Bay sweep. It's like it's spreading throughout our country. It's just vile, and I'm so thankful for you to bring this to our attention, because this is outrageous. Those poor people probably don't have lawyers or anybody, you know, because it costs money to sue somebody. So I hope people are setting up things that they can help these people, because this is nuts. Yeah. It is nuts, and I remember you at the Capitol, and you were fighting for people's rights. I watched you. I cried as the older people were getting handcuffed and walked around when they couldn't balance themselves. I mean, it's sick. So people, wake up and listen to this guy, because he's experienced and he knows the way, and I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime. I didn't. I thought Wisconsin was bad enough, but Wisconsin's infected. Not, I mean, the Scotty Walker and the big money people are infecting the whole country with this disease. So keep up the great work. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good evening.
Enjoy. All right, thank you, Jeannie. Okay? Bye. All right. Relax. What do you tell him? Yeah, I do get a little worked up. But, you know, there are some times that it's deserved. You should get worked up. You should be mad. You should be mad about this. In Milwaukee, our neighbors, our fellow citizens, speaking Spanish, hanging out, going shopping. You know, the American thing. Consumerism. What's more American than consumerism? Out there doing the consumerism job and getting picked up by the police, by the... And not only they're a toddler, his mother and his grandmother, shopping, speaking Spanish, gets picked up, denied the chance to speak to the officers until they arrived at the detention center. And I'm wondering, where is that detention center? Not only all that, then they have to somehow at some point, we don't know exactly what the circumstances were, but the mother finally did produce identification documents, including birth certificates. And the official said, oh, I'm so sorry. And then they had to find their own way home. What? Not only the insult to them and to our Constitution and to our way of life, and you got to hoof it? Oh, my bad. You can exit through the gift shop. You know what I mean? Pick up some ice gear while you're out there. You got some hoodies, some koozies, you know. Now tell all your friends, we're in town. Oh, hell no. 855-752-4842. One last segment. Tell us something good. Well, all right, we're going to do a little bit of that. We'll tell you something good. I think Sam might even share. Put you on the spot, Sam. Going to come up with something. Callers, you as well. We'll get to the topics. We will play. I promise. The sound of Brad Schimmel, the attorney general, when I was so unjustly, unconstitutionally arrested back in the day. And Jeannie, while I certainly appreciate the support. While I always did support the Solidarity Singers, I never sang. I never, quote-unquote, participated. I was always just hanging out with long hair and flip-flops. And apparently, that's enough reason for them to arrest me at the Capitol. It's like speaking Spanish is enough to get arrested here in Milwaukee by ICE. 855-752-4842. Your calls are next.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey,
Hey, it's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and who's ready to jump into an icy cold lake? Come on, it sounds like fun, right? A polar plunge is a Wisconsin rite of passage, and one's coming up sooner than you think. February 8th at Menominee Park in Oshkosh, you can join a bunch of other brave and exciting souls who are ready to take the plunge, supporting more than 1,400 athletes of Special Olympics Wisconsin. Go ahead and register now. Go to WISS.FM, click events to find out how.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. American voters identifying as independent are the largest group of voters at 43%, according to recent Gallup polling. Depending on what kind of primary election your state parties have, millions of unaffiliated voters may not be able to vote. A bill in the U.S. House called the Let America Vote Act would change that. The National Conference of State Legislatures counts 10 states with closed primaries, allowing only party members to vote, and another 9 with partially closed primaries. 22 states have primaries open to unaffiliated voters. The bipartisan bill introduced January 3rd includes the right for any voter to vote in any taxpayer-funded election, and for unaffiliated voters to vote in any primary for federal office. It would withhold election assistance funding for states not allowing unaffiliated voters to vote in state and local elections and help to fund transitions to open primary systems. It prohibits any non-citizen from voting in federal elections, but also withholds election funding from states if non-citizens are allowed to vote in state or local elections, currently allowed in only 16 municipalities in the U.S. Primaries are often low turnout elections, which often bring out party activists, resulting in more extreme candidates. Allowing independent voters could pressure candidates to campaign to the middle and moderate more extreme positions. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-752-4842. You texters, I do see you. Sorry, not trying to neglect you today. Our pal Mark points out that arrest under the Constitution requires probable cause, even for non-citizens. Todd from De Pere says, I'm 6'1", 300 pounds, middle-aged, balding, obese, and Caucasian. I'm learning Spanish as my New Year's resolution. I hope they come and ask for proof of citizenship. Yeah. Another Kathleen, Libertyville, says ICE has a quota to meet every day. Yeah, that always works out great. Hey, let's get the quota out. You know, people love it when there's a quota because nothing bad ever happens and you're trying to fulfill made-up numbers because your orange leader has a number in his head. Also, I wonder how many Americans don't understand that Puerto Ricans are Americans. Well, perhaps those ICE agents that arrested our neighbors here in Milwaukee were unaware, or maybe they just didn't care. They're speaking Spanish. Angie from Monroe, she points out, hey, who drives around with their birth certificates and social security cards? This is what I'm saying. Absolutely. Nope, sorry, don't have that. Well, how do I know you're a citizen? Well, how do I know you're a citizen? You know what I mean? I'm going to make a citizen's arrest of the ICE agents. Can you do that? Can you arrest an ICE? If they don't have proof of citizenship on them, how do I know that they're citizens? I mean, how would we ever know? I can feel all sorts of trouble coming here. 855-752-4842. Tom from West Allis, I'd like to know your thoughts. But first, tell us something good, Tom. Welcome.
There is nothing good with what else is going on.
Come on, you gotta fake it. It could be the sunshine, man. It doesn't matter. You gotta say something good, Tom. Tell me something good.
It's supposed to be in the mid-50s tomorrow.
Yes! That's excellent. Thank you. That is something good.
Definitely good. So I'm going to
all right, go ahead. What
really
do you got?
Quick. This week, they arrested about 1,000 people, and about 500 of them were deported. Now, they're saying that about 11 million illegals are in this country. So if you figure 11 million, and they did 500 this week, let's just say they did it every day. as somehow they managed to do that. And so, yeah, all illegals coming in. 11 million divided by 500 is 22,000 days. Divided by 365, the amount of days in a year, that's 60.27 years it would take them to do this. Does that not realize how stupid this whole thing is?
Yeah, it is stupid, and the math is that. And look at it the other way. How many, if you want to do 11 million, I normally don't do math on the air, but I got my fancy calculator here with me, Tom. Let's just say we're going to do 11 million divided by 4 years, right? That'd be 2.75 million, right? 2,750,000 per year. Now, divide that by 365 days. So we'd be doing like 7,500 a day. For 4 years to get to that number, right? And that's right. That's not anywhere where we're at.
And how much manpower would that take to do that?
Well, I mean, how tons of it. And then how much collateral damage, you know, Tom? I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish that thought.
Oh, I was going to say, where's Doge? I mean, that's definitely not an efficient way of doing it, is it?
No, it doesn't seem to be. Hey, Tom, thanks for playing, man. Thanks for doing the math on the radio. So we don't have to enjoy the warm, perhaps windy day tomorrow. Tell us something good. All right, Sam, I'm going to put you on the spot. You got anything good you want to share with us, man?
Well, I was scrambling for some positive news story because I forgot that you mentioned it at the start of the show. But I was looking, and apparently the Madison Public Library gives out free seeds for native plants if you want to plant some native plants. Come springtime here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Right, some native plants. All right, you know what? Let's play the Schimmel. Brad Schimmel, caught on tape not so long ago. He is the current judge in Waukesha, appointed by Scott Walker after serving as his attorney general, wants to be a judge on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Let's hear the wisdom of Judge Justice. Let's hear Judge Schimmel, if you would, please, Sam.
If the history of the world is as wide as I can spread my arms, that's it, all of it. The part that is freedom is barely a gap. It's barely a spark plug gap between my fingers, right? And almost all of that history of freedom in this world has been us, what we've done in America. There's other places that have had some degrees of freedom, but nothing like here. If we let this go, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And you know what? To get it back, there has to be another bloody revolution, because what? The socialists won't give it up.
What?
They won't walk away. And why on earth would these people be favoring
these
socialists?
People?
Why? They know it won't work. We know the answer.
Power.
Follow the money.
The money and the power, right? And because with socialism, there's a handful of people who have all the money and all the power, and everybody else is screwed. These people, the Obamas, they all know which side of that they're on.
These people, the Obamas, I mean, throw back to the black guy. Hey, Schimmel, I mean, there's so many things wrong with that. And we'll dive into it more tomorrow with our guest. A day early, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review. His show plays out on Saturdays, 9 to 11. He's going to join me tomorrow for the entirety of the show. We're going to jump into this and, of course, dive into all the legal issues as well. But Mr. Schimmel, former attorney general, current judge, wannabe Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. How do you get paid, sir? Oh, that's right. By the taxpayer dollars. You, sir, have been enjoying a socialist lifestyle forever because you get paid by the taxpayers. The taxpayers support the judicial system. Folks, come back with us tomorrow. Pete Schwab at Nightlights coming up next. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block Black Leaders Organizing Communities joins me to talk about not good test scores coming out of the city of Milwaukee. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signing the Lake and Riley Act into law today, requiring ICE agents to detain migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. It was named after the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student killed by an undocumented migrant. ABC's Selena Wang says the president also calling for more funding.
President Trump signed a presidential memorandum directing the Department of Homeland Security and the Pentagon to start expanding migrant operations at Guantanamo Bay. Now, his borders are Tom Homan said that he expects that Immigrations and Customs Enforcement would be running this operation and that they would be flying migrants down there.
A federal judge today sentencing former Senator Bob Menendez to 11 years in prison for bribery and acting as a foreign agent to aid Egypt and Qatar while serving as chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. Menendez vows to appeal. The Federal Reserve Board wrapped up its two-day policy meeting, keeping interest rates unchanged for now. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with